Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, Beef Jerky. Hello, everyone. This is Ray I. Taste Test. I'm here with Billy Smith, Scenic Guide Tour Service, professional outdoorsman. Here you go, Billy. Try that.
This is good, man. I ain't got time to talk, man. Forget that.
That is good. I love the spicy, the seasonings, but it is very good. I love that mixture. That very, very good. No, this is good. Very good. Very good. Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jim Anderson, Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. Jim, tell me what you think of this jerky.
That's excellent. Excellent. Well, a couple of things. First, it's tender, and you don't have to chew and gnaw on it all day long. Secondly, the spices are just right.
Brandon Butler, Executive Director of the Conservation Federation, and tell us what he thinks of this beef jerky.
Well, I like the way it looks. It seems to have about the right amount of moisture.
Here we go. How's the taste test?
That's good.
Good?
That is really good. And this is from Missouri?
This is Mountain Grove, Missouri, my friend.
Oh, man, that's amazing. So I get to keep the bag, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Typical outdoor communicator. I get to keep the bag. Thank you, Brandon, for the taste test.
Thank you. That's amazing.
You can order your own Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company beef jerky, DoveCreekWagyu.com. Wagyu's WAGYU. That's DoveCreekWagyu.com. WAGYU. Best damn beef jerky.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
And I have been eating mushrooms and moss. Mostly mushrooms. I am starting to hallucinate. When I close my eyes, I can see strange characters running around chasing colorful geometric shapes in a dark and infinite limbo. I have stopped closing my eyes.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
Testing 8, 9, 10. I can shake it up a little bit because everybody always says 1, 2, 3. What is that, by the way? Is that the only way you can test a microphone? Is testing one? Yeah. Think of something else to say.
Do I sound weird or is it just my headphones?
No, I sound weird too.
But no, you sound weird. It's not your headphones.
I think you sound weird.
Right, somebody's been messing with my microphone then.
And I was going to say you look weird, but you actually look a little better because that part of your haircut that's usually skinned is actually starting to grow out.
I know. It looks a little bit normal, doesn't it?
No, it still doesn't look normal, but it's starting to grow out a little bit. You millennials.
Why does it sound like that? I don't like this.
What is it you're hearing?
I'm just hearing like a muffled sort of sound. I can't tell if it's my headphones or not.
Oh, you know what? You got big pieces of cotton in each ear. Mm-hmm. You must have
wax buildup.
No. All right.
See, I can anticipate everything Dan's going to do. So when you said, like if we get somebody on and they have a iffy cell signal, you can bet $1,000 that Dan will do this. Well, wait.
He always does the same exact thing.
You see it coming a mile away.
And you know why you laugh every time is because Dan laughs at himself every time. In case what he says you don't think's funny, you'll at least laugh at him. Laugh at himself.
Yeah.
So you have to laugh either way.
Well, I can't imagine laughing at myself. Oh wait, I do that too. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We are. We're almost to the Ides of May. Tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the Ides of May. Remember Julius Caesar?
Yeah. No, March.
Ides of March. I don't think there's anything bad about the Ides of May. Not that I know of. So it's the 14th day of May, and it's hot. My car said 93.
Mine,
pretty close?
Yeah.
On the way to work said 96, and then it dropped down to about 94 on the way.
That's a good story. Thank you.
That's what Tim had in the news. He had 93.
Well, my car then. There you go. That's a reason right there to buy a car from Landoff, because the thermometers are, the digital electronic thermometers are accurate. So here we are on a Monday, and I got a couple of things we have to cover today. I wonder if Bill Clevelin knows, because he seems to find everything. Has he ever mentioned the vacuum cleaner museum?
No, he hasn't.
Oh.
I think we've spoken about it.
You know where it is? Over by Rolla. I was on 44,
yeah,
coming in towards St. Louis, and I see this billboard. It says, Vacuum Cleaner Museum.
It's not too far from Uranus, okay, Missouri.
First of all, Frank, if your oven has never been used, there is no way in hell your vacuum cleaner's ever been used.
Oh, it's been used. It's not by my wife.
Right.
No, it's been used.
Right.
Kathy,
okay.
Kathy, who clarify, comes to our house every 2 weeks and has for 32 years.
That makes sense.
Oh, no.
That makes sense.
We have Central Vac and an Oric vacuum cleaner, and then one other thing. Yeah, she's never laid a hand on them. If you dusted them for prints, her prints wouldn't be on.
When you say Centervac, is that where you have the vacuum cleaner is already in the house,
yes,
and you just have to attach it, a hose to the wall?
No, you just put a hose right in the wall.
It's the coolest
thing.
Oh,
they're the best.
That is awesome.
They're the Beam is the big local name. I think what?
I didn't know that technology existed. That's awesome.
Oh yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Oh no. You've got in your wall a receptacle, and you just put the hose in it. When you do, the metal contact activates the central tank, which is in the garage or the basement.
Wow.
And so you don't, here's what you hear. Thank you. That was me.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's like the sucking of the air going through the hose.
Yeah, you barely hear it. It's great technology. And the pipe, the actual pipe, runs throughout the basement of the house and behind the walls of the house.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So, pretty much every room, and all you have to do is take the hose and the whatever attachments you have, like the big beater bar or the other, and just take the hose, plug it in the wall, and go around and vacuum, and you're not dragging anything, and you don't hear, you know, the vacuum cleaner motor unless you're in the garage or the basement. Oh, it's great. It's been around forever. That stuff's been around for 40, 50 years.
I've seen it in a few houses. I think it's pretty
cool. Oh, it's actually in lots of houses. And it's not that expensive. It's just not.
Now, did you have it put in when you built your house, or
no,
was it added on?
It was in. It was it was already there. The owner.
Oh,
right. We bought our house. It was 2 or 3 years old. We've been there 32 years. And it still works, and it's still the original vacuum motor and tank. From 32 years ago.
Wow.
Pretty impressive testimonial. Beam, if you're listening, I would love to have you as an advertiser, because that's the kind of thing people need to do when they build a house. You know, when you're building a house new, this is when you want to do that stuff. It's pretty tough to do after the fact, I think. I don't know.
Hey, you want a bonus joke?
Sure. I never get to hear a joke.
What did the horse say when he fell?
Hold on here. What did the horse say when he fell?
Yeah.
Is
this a gay horse?
Or no.
Straight.
Okay. It has to have. Let's try to figure this out. It has to. Horses, they say nay. That's really the only thing they say when they say
nay. Oh, nay. Oh, dear.
No. Hang on here. You see, when he fell. The key is fell. When he fell. I bet it has nothing to do with nay. Go ahead. I'm sorry. What is it?
I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Okay.
It's so stupid.
That's a good third grader joke.
It's so stupid.
No, it's for an IQ level of 80.
What did I say?
That's why I like
it. I'm not laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at Dan laughing at his joke.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah. He laughs.
He gets you either way.
He laughs at all levels of his joke. So that's you know what? That's a great Halloween joke.
I know.
So we're May. Let's see. It's June, July, August, September. It's only 5 months away. 5.5 months, it'll be Halloween. Hang on to that one, folks.
Yep.
I can't fall and I can't giddy up. I like it. It's good. That's a good one. Does anybody have anything to say?
Oh, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, and man who's done it all. He's lost more jobs than we could ever even think of having. Dan Levi Strauss, it's all yours. You're
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you so much, Frank. We live in a condo now. We're in West County, I guess, in Baldwin. And we're renting a condo. And in this condo community, they have a community garden that you can get involved with. and it's right out right down the street from where we live. It's
where
a couple doors down. It's in Baldwin.
Is it called the Section 8 Garden?
No, not a Section 8. Yeah, but you can get together with some of the neighbors. There's like 10 little plots. It's like 6x8. Those wooden little plots or planters that are kind of above the ground, and then you go in and you plant vegetables. So we got together and we joined this thing. We've never done that before in our lives.
So like a commune?
Yeah, like a community garden. And
so it's like a club, and if you pitch in and pay, get some of the tomatoes and stuff.
Yes.
But you have to go out and hoe and fertilize and
each person has a watering day, and you take care of your own little planter box that you put your vegetables.
Okay, so
in.
Nobody else can eat your lettuce or something.
Well, unless you want to share it with everybody.
But,
yeah,
but it's like if you go to work and everywhere I've worked they had a little kitchenette and a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go to the refrigerator and take whatever you want. It has to be your little brown bag with your name on it.
Yeah.
So this garden has a Dan and Sandy section.
Yes, it has a Dan and Sandy section, and we planted everything yesterday. We've never done anything like this before.
Well, let me stop you and say, if somebody said to me, plant tomatoes or I'll kill you, I would just say, well, load it up, because I don't know how to grow. I don't know how to grow any. I've never planted it. I've never had a tomato plant. I'm with you. I don't know how to garden.
Well,
but let me just say one other thing to you. You do realize this is what old people do.
I know.
When you start that pruning and gardening and working out in the yard, you're old.
I'm not going to start pruning, and I've done all that. Pruning and working in the yard and everything.
Is she going to do most of the gardening?
Well, no, we'll probably both do it.
The correct answer is yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, she will. Yes, she is.
Okay.
Our watering day is Wednesday, by the way, so.
Good to know.
But.
Do you water everybody? So you water the whole. How big is this, approximately, this garden?
Oh, it's not real big. It's fenced off. There's a lot.
How good are you? Is it 50 feet by 50? Is 100 feet? I mean,
No, it's probably more in the lines of 20 by 40, something like that. 20 by 50, maybe.
Okay, you could grow some stuff.
Quite a bit of vegetables.
Yeah.
Don't grow any lima beans, because who likes lima beans? It's a waste of ground.
Well, we had no idea what to, because now there's different times to plant vegetables.
I'm sorry, limey. Lima beans.
I know.
Limey beans.
I got you. Just like that. It's a waste of ground.
All of a sudden, we have a bunch of Trevors growing in there.
Yeah. What are those? Well, they're limey beans.
Are those chinchillas coming up out of the ground?
Limey
beans. So we had to go get our vegetables and whatever we wanted to plant in there, and we found out
Where do you do that?
You go to a nursery.
Okay.
So we went to this nursery.
Like the little babies, and you go get seeds.
Yes. Yeah.
You go to a nursery. You go. How old are the kids here? Well, they're a year old to 3 years old. I'll take some seeds.
So we go to this place that's not far from the condo. And it's I'll give them a little plug. It's called Greenscape Garden and Gifts. And I walked up to this girl and I said, "Can you help us when you're finished with these people? Because we have some questions."
Mistake. The first thing you should have said was, "I'm Dan Strauss, 590 The Fan." Right then, you start getting special treatment.
Oh no, she walked up and she said, "Yeah, I'll be right over." I said, "We're right over here." We were over looking at like peppers and spinach and some other
potatoes.
Stuff. She walks up, and her name is Beth. She walks up, and she says, "What do you need, Dan Strauss?" That's what she said. And I looked at her.
Whoa. And you had not told her?
No. I said nothing. And
you know what it was? That shirt you wear that says, "Hi, I'm Dan Strauss."
Oh, you know what? It probably was.
I'm Dan Strauss, and I'm on the radio. It's probably that shirt.
That's probably what it was. But I was looking at her to see, how do I know her? And then she said she listens, so she's AM in the PM.
All
so,
right.
So to Beth, she walked around and helped us with picking out the vegetables that would grow best this time of season, this time of year, and everything. So we have some cucumbers, we have some spinach, we have some those little baby little baby tomatoes that cherry are really, tomatoes. Really, yeah, really go. Sweet. So yeah, we planted some of those.
I hate to do this, but I'm fine with just about everything you say. But tomatoes, I don't know if we can ever. Oh. I don't think we can ever accept that. Those are the cherry tomatoes.
That's what they call. Oh, sorry. Sorry,
not in this country.
Cherry tomatoes.
There you go.
Oh, there you go. That's better.
There you go. No, 98% of all your stuff, all your British stuff, we've actually become comfortable with.
Yes,
but
true.
I will never get comfortable with tomatoes. I'm sorry. Sounds like we're in the Sound of Music or something. The tomatoes. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So one of the things that we get to do is when we water, the guy that lets us use the hose and his hose and everything is a master gardener. And I have no idea what a master gardener is. So I was talking to Beth, and I told her
he
about that.
He doesn't either. He just told you that.
Well, Beth just became a master gardener from the Missouri Botanical Garden. You go there, and you do classes and everything, and you become a master gardener.
Wow.
I have no idea what that all encompasses or what that means. But so Beth helped us pick everything out, so I will bring in... when our stuff grows, I'll bring in some cucumbers. Oh, we brought we bought some little baby sweet watermelon. We're gonna grow some watermelons and some cucumbers and I can't remember what.
Well,
peppers.
Really into this.
We had some peppers too. We got some peppers. That
right, now things come up different times of the year, I guess. Like tomatoes, isn't that a July August thing?
I don't know.
I think it is. July.
Might be.
A lot of tomatoes. Well, so how do you know when to go and when they're ready?
We don't. We're going to count on some of the people helping us because some of those people have done it for years. And they'll just say, okay, that's ready to
pop
off.
How many neighbors you say are in on this garden together?
There's either 8 or 10 little plots in there. So 8 to 10.
How well do you know these people?
Oh, we just met. We only know a couple of them that we've met. Mm-hmm. So we just met some of them. We haven't met any of the other ones.
What's to keep them from? If they look over and your tomatoes are better than their tomatoes, what's to keep them from at night just like stealing your tomatoes?
I'll put up a
camera. Gateway security.
I'll call
gateway lock and security. Night cameras.
Yes.
Night
put
vision.
Night cameras.
Oh, good idea. That's a good idea.
Because when somebody comes and says, "Well, there must have been some wild animals that got in there."
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Wild animals like you. Watch this video.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I will tell you that even though I don't know anything about it, there's not much better than certain things right out of the garden. Number one, top of the list, homegrown, reddest of red tomato.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids hate tomatoes, and that's why I don't know if they're my kids or not, because I love tomatoes. and watermelon, like you said, that's a good one. Zucchini, cucumbers, doesn't get me excited. Green beans, if they're cooked right, if they're cooked the way Cracker Barrel cooks them and Annie Guns cooks them, they're just cooked to death, they're just soft. Not that French, when you bite them, they snap.
Yeah, I don't like
that's
that
called
either.
Raw green beans to me. French cut, give me a break. We're not in France. Cook them to death. Put some ham hocks, some bacon in there, and just cook them till they taste like bacon.
Yeah.
Green beans should taste like bacon. That's what
agreed.
Like.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of exciting.
I know, so I can't wait.
And what did this cost to get in on this?
You know what? The landlord actually paid for us to join it. He said, if you want to join this, I'll pay to join. So
it costs you nothing.
Yeah, it costs nothing to get into it.
And you get your own little section.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to bring in, like, if you have too many tomatoes or something?
Oh, yeah, I'll bring in some. There's those little ones, and they're supposed to be really sweet. That's what this Beth said, that they're sweet. You can just pull them off the vine and pop them in your mouth.
And you know what? Real gardeners, they know all the different things. Like, there's 20 kinds of tomatoes. There's a Big John tomato.
Yeah.
And then there's a something else tomato.
Plum tomato.
Yeah. I mean, and they know all of the different names for these things. There must be 100 kinds of onions.
There's all these different cucumbers. We were going to get some cucumbers, and there was one. It's pickling cucumbers, and they said, no, don't get those. Those have a hard rind on them, and you can't. It's not. They're not really good eating and stuff like that. They're more for pickling and making pickles.
Mm.
So we got some other cucumbers. And so
we'll
see what happens.
Okay. You're an old person now. That's
good. Oh.
Yeah, so.
Anything else?
No. Oh, Margot. Tim had it too in the news. Margot Kidder died. She was 69.
Yeah, what was she? Superman? Was she Superman's girlfriend?
Yeah, she was Lois Lane.
Yeah.
In the first Superman.
Is she the one that had all the nervous breakdown stuff?
And, yeah. She got in a car wreck and she was in a wheelchair for a couple of years.
Yeah, she had a bad deal there after. Wow.
She got out of Hollywood and went to Montana and lived her final days up there.
No kidding. And
they don't know how she died yet, I guess. But that was it for me.
So the whole Superman thing, I guess, wasn't true and wasn't real. That was all fiction.
No, it was fiction.
He could have helped her, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They made four movies together. You'd think it'd be real at some point.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be real. She's the one that would always say, like, hey, your shoes are untied. She's a kidder.
Oh, my.
Sorry. That's terrible.
As soon as I did it, I regretted it. I regretted it.
Wow.
I regretted it. You know, there are a lot of people that the final years for as high as they were, and they reached this peak, like she was, you know, Superman's girlfriend in the movies of Christopher Reeve. And the same kind of thing happened, like Linda Ronstadt. My goodness, went from being this incredible singer to just can't do much of anything. And look at Beach Blanket Bingo and Frankie Avalon. What was it? Ned Funicello. Yeah. Same deal.
Yeah.
They just, and then other guys like Tony Bennett. You know, hi, everybody. I'm Tony Bennett. I'm 92 and I'm still going. I'm still kicking and singing like that. Sing for you now. I left my heart. You know, 90. Just keep going. Thank you. Keep going.
Didn't Linda Ronstadt, does she have MS? Is that what she has?
No, Parkinson's.
Oh, Parkinson's. And then, what's her name has?
Funicello.
Yeah.
She's dead now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, do you remember who played Superman's dad, Christopher Reeve's dad?
Hold on. Don't tell me. Yeah. Was it Marlon Brando?
Yeah.
It was. Well, he mentioned that when I interviewed him.
Yeah?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's weird that you said that.
He was in the Superman. Everybody thinks Marlon Brando godfather, but he was actually in the Superman movie as Christopher Reeve's dad.
You know, when I interviewed him the day before he died, that came up.
Yeah.
And I indexed everything. Hang on, I can find it here. Here it is right here. I'll play a little bit about, I had just said to him, you'll hear me kind of off mic, and then you'll hear his answer. And this is where I ask him about the Superman thing. Mr. Brando.
I told you before, Frank, call me Marlon.
Excuse me. Brando, when people hear the name Marlon Brando, a lot of people think of, you know, you on the motorcycle and the James Dean kind of thing, but most people think of the Godfather. Is that how you want to be remembered, as the Godfather?
Well, you know, Frank, the worst things to be remembered for than being the Godfather, but to me, I'm just as proud, and I wouldn't mind being known as Superman's dad. Because, you know, when you're the daddy of Superman, that's something. I mean, a few people, you can have several godfathers, but Superman can only have one dad.
Excuse What's his me. Name? And Jor-El?
Flattered, yeah, that was my name. I was flattered when they said, hey, we're considering you for Superman's dad. That was probably every bit as flattering as, you know, the Godfather role. But thanks for asking me that question, because a lot of people forget that. Excuse me, sir, I gotta... Can we stop... Oh, man, can we stop recording for a second? I need to take a break. I got gastrointestinal problems. I'm going to tell you something, Frank. I don't feel good. I just don't feel good. It wouldn't surprise me if I never see another day on Earth. Let's take a break. And that's where we took a break.
Yeah. Wow.
He was really not. His stomach was growling. It was awkward.
You guys talked a lot.
We covered it all.
Yeah.
We covered it all. It's almost like he knew he was dying the next day. Yeah. Is that it for you, Dan? Thank you.
Yeah, that was
anybody else, Burke segment?
Yeah. I have one.
Let me introduce the one and only, and I mean that. He really is the one and only. There will never be another one. Tim Woodburn. Tim, it's all yours.
Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
Dan inspired me for this Burke segment. I was 50-50 on doing this Burke segment, but after hearing Dan talk about vegetables, I had to bring up what happened to me within the last hour. And
this is fresh, Burke segment.
This is fresh. Wow. This is today.
Wow.
So I went into a restaurant on Olive Boulevard for lunch, and they had a full rack of ribs special with two sides for $12.99. That's a good deal.
Ooh.
I mean, you can't buy raw ribs in the grocery store full rack for $13. These are cooked and ready to rock, plus the two sides. So I got a side of Brussels sprouts. Now, I belly up to the bar because I'm by myself, and you get quicker service that way, you know, if you do that. And there was, I would say she was an eight that was sitting about three seats down from me. Okay. Wow. Doesn't give me the time of day, per usual. She's on her phone. Doesn't even look at me, no nothing.
Why? You're a nice-looking man.
It's just, you know, just wasn't that thing. Just
was she blind? Did she have a cane? Maybe she was blind.
No, she wasn't blind. Because she was on her phone the whole time. She was holding it right next to her face, kind of like Dan. thought maybe she was related to him.
Because usually an 8 attracts an 8. And I think most women would agree you're probably an 8.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, with that. 2 4s maybe, but so I even kind of, you know, threw out a little flirtation. You know, Bart's like, get something to drink. I said, yeah, I'll have a water with lemons like the young lady down there's having, you know, just kind of getting her attention. You know, look, right, who's talking to me, what's not. So he gives me the water with the lemons just like she has, and she looks at me, gives me about a 1/3 of a second stare and goes right back to her phone, you know, and doesn't say a word to me, eating her salad. And so my food comes, and I ordered ribs with coleslaw, and I paid the upcharge for the Brussels sprouts, the grilled Brussels sprouts and olive oil, where they have
them. Why did you ruin a meal with Brussels sprouts?
I love them. I mean, they're incredible. I mean, they were.
I will second that.
Olive oil, and they're sliced in half, and they were grilled, and they had a little crisp to them on the outside.
No, that I like that.
It was a different kind of Brussels. When I saw it was the photo. So
you dress them up enough, right, and disguise them.
Exactly. Exactly. So my food comes, and this girl turns and looks at me, and she goes, oh, my goodness, those look incredible.
Did she have a southern accent?
A little bit.
She had a little According bit. To that thing you just did.
No, she was...
My Lord.
Well, she was... She might have been from Haiti or somewhere. She was maybe... She wasn't Caucasian.
So at first, she kind of ignored you, and then the icebreaker was the Brussels sprouts.
Correct.
Brussels now she speaks
right.
to you.
So now I'm in the fabled catbird seat, right? I'm looking at her, and I'm like, yeah, these look really good. Would you like to try some? And she's like, well, yeah, I would. Oh. And so, no, I got about a bowl of 15 Brussels sprouts there, right? Now I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, I want to impress her. How many do I give her? So, you know, I get the plate up, and she hands me she hands me her side plate, like, you know.
Oh.
And I'd already eaten one with the fork, so I'm not going to give her my, you know, after fork. Right. So I get the knife out, and I, you know, scrape one down, and she's looking. She's like, oh, I'm waiting for that's
scrape,
good.
Scrape one down, pass it around, 13 Brussels sprouts on the plate.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. But I'm waiting for her to say that's enough, like the guy with the ground pepper on your salad. You know, like I kind of pop one down, and she's still looking, and then I go ahead and pop another one down. And
by the way, those guys at the table, those waiters, when they come over and go, pepper? You go, sure. Would they just keep going if you didn't say anything?
Until they
the thing
will
was
keep
empty?
Going.
I think they will.
They will keep going.
They'll go until you say stop.
And what is, I'm sorry, I'm bad about this, but if I don't do this, I'll forget it. Why do they have to, couldn't they leave one of those on the table? What, do they think they're going to steal that thing?
They're serving you. They're working for the tip.
Exactly.
That's the deal. Okay. That's the elbow grease they're putting into the tip.
Okay. Go. I'm sorry. So, does this end up with you sleeping with this gal?
Stand by.
Okay.
I get the I slice the second Brussels sprout off there, and she's still looking, and she ain't saying stop. I went ahead and cut the third one down, and she's still looking at me like, keep coming.
That's enough.
Well, you know what? I'm thinking, I wasn't probably going to eat them all, so I'm like, I went ahead and gave her a fourth one. All right, I gave her four, and there were some croutons mixed in or something like that. So I passed her the plate, and she looks at me, and she goes, well, thank you very much. And she eats one, and she goes, wow, these are really good. I said, yeah, these sure are good. And she went right back to her phone. And then she didn't speak a word to me the entire
time. So once she got what she wanted,
right, she used
this
me.
This is so typical of women. Right.
Now, here's where the story gets to where I'll bet you can't guess what I did when I'm about to tell you what happened, okay?
Put one on your fly.
She ate, well, you know, that was where the fifth one went. No. That didn't work too well. No, I'm kidding. So I give her four Brussels sprouts, right? She only eats two of them.
Two?
Hold on,
Blimey. Not so.
She only ate two of them. Right? And these are really, really good press. These are really, really good Brussels.
Did you reach over and grab the other two?
Well, this is where I'm going with this story, Dan.
Oh.
And so I'm thinking to myself, all right, she's blowing me off. She's not talking to me.
What?
She's blowing me off. She's
off is the key word.
Blimey, end it out. Right? 3, 2, 1. She's blowing me off.
Yeah.
And not giving me the time of day. And there's still two Brussels sprouts laying on that plate. They're looking good. I'm thinking this is exactly
the ending I was hoping for, except for the word off.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought to myself, well, if she's not going to eat them, should I ask for those two Brussels sprouts back? Because they were good. Because I still had like half a rack of ribs
and
I was
yours.
Taking with
you
me.
Paid
well,
for
yeah. yeah. And I still had ribs to go. So I'm like, you know, them Brussels sprouts will go good with the dinner ribs I'm going to have since I didn't finish the lunch platter. Now, what's appropriate? What's politically correct in that? Do you ask for the two back or do you just kind of let it go and just walk off and don't say a word? And, you know, what would you have done?
I would have said, hey, whore.
Brussels sprouts whore.
Hey, Brussels sprouts whore and user of strangers. I gave you four. You only ate two. You wasteful bitch. That's what I would have done. Yeah, that's how to handle it.
I wimped out and didn't say a word and just walked out.
I think that's what I just
left him there.
That's the right thing.
I just left him there.
You either jump on this or give me those two back.
You either jump on those Brussels sprouts or you jump on this. Your choice. Well, shame on her. You know.
Right. You know. I mean. That, you know. And
she could have said, "As you're giving her four, no, that's enough. Let me just try
right,
two."
Right.
She could have done.
I was waiting for her to say, "Oh, I just want one. I just want two." No. No, she can't wait.
Here's the sad truth. Mm-hmm. You're not quite there yet. You're only 48 or something. Right. When you pass 50, mm-hmm. it's over. And hot chicks don't any longer, they're not after you. Right. They're just not. Mm-hmm. They'll take your Brussels sprouts, right. but they're not going to do anything else. They'll use you, tease you, and lie to you.
I know.
Yeah. It's sad. It really is. I look at young, hot women now, and I go, I think, you know, yeah, I still do that. But I think I know exactly what they're thinking when they look at me. Look
Grandpa.
At that old, look at that old guy. Look at that old man. And I hope he doesn't talk to me, or I hope he doesn't try to bump against me or something. Honest to goodness, I think that's what they think. I do. It's over for
Well,
us.
You know, Chris Rock, I think, said it best when I went and saw him at the Peabody a couple months ago. And I know you watched a documentary. I don't know if he said this joke during what you saw, but he said during his stand-up in St. Louis a couple months ago, he goes, I'm not going to do the Chris Rock voice, but he basically said, you know, when I was 25, women used to say, ooh, there's Chris Rock. I'd like to sleep with Chris Rock. And now that I'm 45, women say, ooh, there's Chris Rock. I'd like to sleep with Chris Rock, but I wonder if he'd pay my tuition.
You know, one of the funniest things he ever said, he's talking about being black.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, and I can't do Chris Rock either, he said, but you white people, he said, you would never trade. You wouldn't trade places with me. You would be black. He said, and I'm rich. He says, and I'm a rich MF-er. And you still wouldn't trade places with me. Now, I was in the car a lot this weekend, and Louis C.K., there's a comedy, Sirius Satellite has a channel called XL Comedy Greats, mm-hmm. and it's clips of what they consider to be the greatest comedians of all time, and some of them are really dirty. And Louis C.K. came up, and when I saw his name and heard his voice, I thought, here's a guy we forget about who, like that, is out of, he's out.
He's out. Gone.
He is blacklisted, he's done, he's gone. I don't know that I quite understand that. And what was it that Louis C.K. was supposed to have done?
He exposed himself in the green room when other female comedians would come in to meet him, like when he was on the way up. He would just pull his...
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
Randy, let him tell him.
Yeah. Exactly. Right, go ahead. Exactly. Well, that's basically, Limey nailed it on the head there. I mean, that's or Randy or whoever said
on
that.
On the head.
That's what he did. He just kind of exposed himself. And I guess...
He
thought he was being funny, but the whole Me Too movement was that it's a heyday and I guess still is, but I mean, it was just launching
like,
at the
when
time.
When did he do this again? Like, if he's on a venue and backstage or something.
In the green room.
And they go, hey, Louis, this is Sheila Silverstein. She's a comedian. She's going to be on a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And he just go, hi, nice to meet you. Hey, look at my penis. I mean, well, yeah, that's weird.
Basically.
He did it, and he would do it with more than one woman in the room. He'd do it with two or three women in the room.
That's weird.
Yeah.
He deserves to be. There's something wrong with that guy. Yeah. Unless you've got a really impressive...
John Hadley tried that on Hardline a couple of weeks ago, and those guys...
They took out a magnifying glass, dude, and we're looking around for it.
Dude, why are you squinting trying to look at it? Why are you trying to squint to see it? Yeah, Louis C.K., but boy, was he funny. He was funny. And the bit that I heard him do was about being white. And he said, you know, I'm a lucky, lucky guy, mainly because I'm white. And he went into this whole thing, and it was the funniest thing I ever heard. He said, because being white, he said, how do you beat it? How do you beat being white? And he goes through this whole thing about all the thing, the advantages you have of being white. And he made some really good points, mm-hmm. but it was... He said, sometimes I feel guilty because I'm white. You know, I see other people and they can't get over the wall to come here because I feel like, I didn't even have to come over. God. I'm just already here and I'm white. It was, everything about it was funny. Did you have anything else?
That's it.
All right. That's a good Brussels sprout story.
Thank you. It's my best one yet.
Limey, anything?
Yeah, real quick, goes along with Dan's thing. I bought a pineapple plant to go with my peach tree.
Whoa.
What a great story.
Thank you.
A pineapple plant?
Yeah, a pineapple plant.
You know, everybody's going to be talking about that tonight.
The pineapple plant.
Yeah, it's a pineapple plant, and hey, it's got a pineapple on it.
Did you guys hear the 590 the fan today? That limey? He bought a pineapple plant. That'll be the talk of the town.
And he has a lemon tree. Is it a lemon tree?
Or peach tree? Pineapples grow on trees. What are you talking about, a plant?
No, they don't. They grow off plants.
I beg. I think it's trees. I think it's a pineapple.
Look it up. Look it up.
I think you got scammed.
No, it's a pineapple plant. Like,
wait a minute. Hold on. I'm with Tim. I've never heard of a pineapple plant. He's a Googling machine. Look at it.
Pineapple plant. I mean, like, if they go for long enough, they can become trees, I guess. But if not, yeah, they're just plants.
Well, then I learned something today because I always thought it was a pineapple. Yeah, like a coconut tree or something.
Well, there is a thing called a pineapple plant. Is it artificial?
No, it's real. Like it's got a real pineapple in there. It's growing.
A pineapple? Oh, I never heard.
It's
of
a pineapple
that.
Plant.
Google where do pineapples come from and see what comes up. And I bet you'll say pineapple tree.
It's a pineapple plant.
How big a plant?
It's about 2 feet right now from the ground.
How big does it get to make a full size pineapple?
I think about 3 feet, 3.5 feet to make a full
pineapple.
Are you
kidding? All my whole life, I thought it was a big tree.
No.
A big pineapple.
I did too.
You know what? In fact, when I get home later tonight, I will take a picture and I will send it to you. It's in its little flower pot outside. And you can
Tim, the other thing you do is Google photo of pineapple.
There's a plant that grows one pineapple.
Thank you. Yeah.
Not off of a tree.
Wow. That's what I got.
We learned something today.
Yeah, right?
This is unbelievable.
There's a good bet contribution.
I'm ashamed for calling you out on that.
Wow,
I'm ashamed for agreeing with it.
Where did you get that?
Walmart, $15 of all places.
And you're doing it so you can grow one pineapple.
Yeah, I just figured.
How much does a pineapple cost at the store?
$7. $3 or $4, yeah.
I just buy a pineapple. I mean, really.
Well, no, it's just to have the plant as well, you know, just to, like, have greenery.
Will it grow pineapples every year then?
Probably, yeah. It blooms year-round, apparently.
See, this is another area where I'm so stupid. I don't know one plant. I can't, like, if I look outside, mm-hmm. people go, look at that beautiful maple. What?
Maple tree.
I don't know oak, maple. I don't know. I don't know wood, pine wood, walnut. I don't know. I just don't know anything about that stuff. Would you have anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Taylor Nickerson's here, and he's been in the other room for 4 hours. He got in here at like 9 o'clock.
With Larry Connors at breakfast. Yeah.
And he thinks by doing that, he's going to get to come in early. So I deadbolted the door, and we're not letting him in. He's not coming in until next hour. That's his segment. We have to take our very first break, and then we're going to come back, and before you know, it'll be 4 o'clock, and Tim will have the news, and Taylor Nickerson will have some tech stuff for you. It's my job and privilege and pleasure to let you know that Amini's has already started their Memorial Day celebration. Memorial Day is not this coming weekend, but the following one, right? Is that right? It's a week from this weekend.
Correct.
So here's what they're doing at Amini's. I see phones have been ringing and ringing and ringing, and I don't think that Dan even cares. He's not going to answer them. So they're running the Memorial Day sale starting today. They're paying the equivalent of the sales tax on stuff you buy at Amini's. You might want to check. I don't know if it's everything, but it's pretty much everything. The equivalent of the sales tax from now to Memorial Day. If you mention, this is the kicker, that you heard this. See, this is how we separate AM and the PM people from losers. There are two sets of people in the world. AM and the PM, people who listen to this show, and losers. And I don't make fun of the losers. I feel sorry for the losers because they're losers and don't listen because maybe they don't know this show's on the air. Or maybe they know it's on the air, but they have some sort of warped opinion of they think or have heard the show's no good or that it's not funny. You imagine that? And so they don't listen. Feel sorry for them. Don't make fun of them. But for the people who are aiming the PM and mention this offer, you could go in there, honestly, today before they close and say, hey, I'm aiming the PM, and I want to take advantage of the sales tax thing. And they will pay the equivalent of whatever the sales tax would have been on what you buy. They still have patio furniture and outdoor furniture in stock, ready for immediate delivery. Now, that's important to people like me. I'm one of those people with no patience. When I have something, I just want it right now. Right now. If I get a little dent or ding in my car, which just happened this morning, and boy, am I mad about this because I did it to myself. I want that thing out of there before the end of the week. I can't stand looking at it. I dropped a ladder onto my car. Oh, my wife's car, so it's really not that big a deal. Tell them that you're interested in taking advantage of the sales tax thing, and please check out the in-stock patio furniture they have, because that can be delivered immediately. Be sure to, go play the new pinball machine by Stern, Iron Maiden. This is the latest. This is their newest pinball machine. It's on the Florida Meanies. It's on free play. Take it for a test drive. Iron Maiden Pinball at a Meanies. There you go. As if you needed another reason to go into a Meanies. You don't. You just need to know this is a store like no other store. They love AM and the PM people. Take your time. I spoke to a really nice lady. It was the latter part of last week. She was in a Meanie. Mr. Meanie called me. He goes, oh, my goodness, we got a long time. This woman's been listening for 35 years. And she was in there shopping area rugs, and I got to say hi to her, and I was happy to do that. And I appreciate everybody who goes into any of our advertisers and makes it clear that you're AM and the PM. Thank you for that. You'll be rewarded for that, too. They like that. They give special treatment to those of you who bother to do that. Amenies, you know where they are. The heart of Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome, A-M-I-N-I-S, amenies.com.
Time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by CarStar Auto Body Repair. Volume westbound 44 at Kings Highway. Again at Shrewsbury. Had an earlier accident westbound 44 before Bowles. Slow westbound 64 at Hampton. Again at Lindbergh. And bumper-to-bumper construction jam eastbound 64 at Illinois Route 4. CarStar, they repair hundreds of makes and models, but the name on the car isn't nearly as important as the name of the person who owns it. Because at CarStar, they don't just repair cars, they repair your car. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more. Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
A great moment in baseball presented by Byerly RV.
The year was 1990. Young right fielder played with the team for just 2 years. His fielding skills were exceptional. His passion for the game made him a clutch player. The game was on the line. Just put the ball into play, yelled the coach. As usual, he took the first pitch. Then the second. He cracked the third in the right center and it rolled. The batter sprinted around the bases. He crossed home plate at full speed. Ran through the crowd of cheering teammates. Jumped over the bench. And with watery eyes, a 9-year-old flew into his father's arms. Dad, Dad, a home run. My first home run.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. The Home Loan Expert is a direct-endorsed FHA lender. We make our own credit decisions on all FHA files, allowing us to give you a lower rate and close in as little as 14 days. Whether you're looking to refinance, pull out some cash, or maybe you're considering buying a house and need a quick pre-approval, put the Home Loan Expert team to work for you. Apply online and get options 7 days a week at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, anxiety, or have trouble sleeping? If any of these questions got your attention, the CBD 24 system by Infantry might be your answer. Visit any One Nation Nutrition location in O'Fallon, Wentzville, or St. Peter's for details and change your life.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast.
Ooh, Box Top. I used to love this song. Still like it.
I'm a going home.
My baby, aeroplane. Working our way toward 4 o'clock. Oh, this guy is a guy named Mike. He's been holding a long time. I didn't give the numbers either. We don't have time to take many calls. I take Mike's call. He's been patient. Mike.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, Mike. What can we do? What can we do for you?
Anyway, Lima got ripped off. All you got to do is go to Aldi's and cut the top off a pineapple and put it into some dirt in a 5-gallon bucket, and it'll grow.
No
like
way.
A yucca bush.
Really?
Yep.
You just so you just take the top of the pineapple where all the leaves are.
Well, how much of the top?
No, just cut off about a half inch of the top.
Okay.
Or so. The whole top. You know when you're going to peel a pineapple? Do you ever buy a pineapple, a fresh one, like at Aldi's?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Mike, isn't that stealing?
You know, Aldi's are 99 cents. You
isn't
cut
that...
the top off.
So you buy the pineapple, take it home and cut the top off. You'll
you
cut
buy
it off.
A pineapple.
Okay, I thought you were
going to cut the top off.
Okay.
The green part.
Yeah.
But you want about a half inch of the pineapple.
Hang on,
the
Dan.
Top,
hang on, Mike. Dan, show everybody half inch. Show them what that looks like. There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
That's there you go.
Half inch right there. All right. Well, Mike, that's good to know. Thank you.
If it takes about 2 years to get a pineapple, I mean, it'll keep growing. The leaves will get longer, and all of a sudden it'll build a stalk like a yucca bush. You
but
ever
think
seen
how good
tree?
It's going to taste after mm-hmm. you wait 2 years.
Oh, I'm just staring
at it every
he
day.
He got ripped off.
Yeah. Well, there you go, Limey.
Is it ready? No, next month.
They killed him.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Maybe next month. Is it ready?
Thank you, Mike.
Maybe next month.
Oh, my.
God.
Boy. Every day you watch it. And boy, that's going to
That's what
in
I'm going
to
do.
You might not even be able to eat it. You've raised it. It's like a little your child or something. 2 years. And then and what a bad deal the pineapple actually got in nature, because it's so ugly. I mean, they're ugly. And they've got those points on. They hurt. If
they
you
do.
Grab them, they hurt you. But then you cut it open. Oh, man.
It's
is
a good time.
Oh, there's not much better than a fresh pineapple. But the exterior. And who... Back in like caveman times,
right?
Who thought? Look at that spiny thing with those razor like knife points. I'm gonna eat that thing. that you would avoid that.
I've thought about that constantly throughout my entire life.
Did you just call a pineapple a good time?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good time.
He did.
The insides. Yeah,
and you just said you've been thinking, you thought about this constantly your entire life. No, you didn't.
Yes, I have, actually. I've thought about this quite mm-hmm. a few times.
But not constantly.
Normally, after a few beers, you see, like, you know, who went up to an apple and was like, hey, I'm going to eat this and turn it into a pie? Who saw a cabbage and was like, hey, that's cool.
Who saw a cabbage?
A good time. So when he goes, when he strikes out at the bars at night, he goes, I still got that pineapple to go home to.
What yeah, that apple thing?
He's a good time.
What'd you do last night, Limey? You had some pineapple. It was a good time.
Wasn't that apple thing Adam and Eve?
Yeah, it was.
I believe he was not supposed to eat that. And
no, that was Eve. That wasn't supposed
Eve
to
Eve's the one that
no,
corrupted
no.
him.
No, no. Oh, she, oh, yes. no. She yes. tempted oh, yes. him with it.
No.
Now, hang on here.
No, she oh, ate God. It.
Right? The snake corrupted Eve into eating the apple. She ate it and was like, damn, this is pretty good. You
I
should
thought
try some, Adam.
She tempted him with it.
Nope.
No.
She
no.
didn't. She didn't tempt Adam with
well,
it.
After, well, after she had ate, after she had eaten it, yeah. Then she tempted him.
Yeah.
I need to go back.
Adam walked up and said, what the hell are you doing, Eve?
He didn't say hell. It's a Bible.
No,
what
I know.
What the hell? Randy, wouldn't have said, Randy, you cursed him up. Okay? No, he... I need to go back and reread that.
I'm
going to do that.
She took a bite, and then, from what I heard, and I don't know how true this is, mm-hmm. that's how women became having their monthly thing too. was
as
that.
A punishment.
That was like the punishment and the curse.
I think you're right. That was a punishment from God.
That is that. All right.
All right, Eve. I'm going to punish you and all women after you. Every month, something weird is going to happen.
Yeah. And then Adam went, "What the hell?"
Hey, I'm the one being punished here. 1 month, 1 week a month. I didn't do anything.
Boy, we should be ashamed to be so ignorant about the Bible.
Oh, sure. I have to do a quick
Gateway Lock and Security. If you're listening, Derek and Sean, Dan needs security cameras for his little piece of the garden. He has a community garden, and he doesn't want people eating the stuff that he and Sandy grow.
Yeah.
They have some nice tomatoes, so we might be interested, or he might, in night vision cameras. And they have them that, in total darkness, will capture an image with clarity up to 50 feet away. That's one of about 50 things they do at Gateway Lock and Security. They do proximity cards. We use them to get in here at 590. You can't just walk in here. You have to have a proximity card. And you hold it up just within 5 or 6 inches, and green light comes on, and boom, you open the door. Keyless entry. They do that. They do a lot of stuff. They do things that some of them I don't even understand, and I didn't know the products existed.